Chapter 21. Father sent the rest of the teachers and students off to shower and change. Then he led Nori to his office and closed the door. He sat behind his desk and buttoned his suit jacket. It made him look as official and angry as he could possibly look while smelling of skunk spray.
"Well," he said.
"I'm sorry, Father," Nori said, her cheeks burning. "It was my fault the skunks got out and ate cranberries."
"What?"
"I was planning to let just one out, not all 30. And actually, I changed my mind at the last minute, but..." Nori broke off. She hated Lacey. She really did. But she had a feeling that Lacey was mean and bitter, mainly because of being so unhappy. Unhappiness changed people. And strange though it seemed to Nori, she knew that what Lacey wanted most was to go to Sage Academy. Why should Nori ruin that for her, when maybe a happy Lacey would be a nicer Lacey? Plus, double rainbows with sprinkles on top. If Lacey went to Sage, then Lacey wouldn't be a Dunwoodle any longer. She told Father about the morning's string of disasters as best she could, leaving only a few small details out. "So, anyway, yeah," she finished. "I ended up in way over my head."
"Indeed," said Father, his voice icier than the slide. "Do you know how irresponsible your behavior was?"
"Yes, Father," Nori said.
"Do you know how embarrassing, how personally humiliating your behavior was? To me?"
"Yes, Father."
"Then why?" he demanded. "Why would you do such a thing?"
"Well..."
"Did you think it would be amusing?"
"No, I..."
"How could you possibly think skunk odors would be amusing?"
"I did it so you would expel me," Nori blurted. Father appeared to be speechless, but only for a moment. Then he threw his arms in the air.
"Why would you want to get expelled from Sage?"
"Because," cried Nori, "I want to go back to Dunwoodle. I asked you, nicely, if I could please go back, only you ignored me. Didn't you see how weak my magic was from trying to fit into a box of normal instead of learning to work my unusual talents? Don't you see that I feel like crying all the time?" She tried to steady her breathing. "I'm not happy here. I had to make you see that, and the skunks seemed like the best way." Father rubbed his eyes with the backs of his hands.
"Don't be dramatic, Nori. No one's happy every minute of every day. You'll toughen up. It might take a few months, but you will."
Nori's chest tightened. "Wait, does that mean you're not going to expel me?"
"Well," Father hesitated, "technically you're not a student here yet. I don't have to expel you. You can go back to Dunwoodle until after the winter break, and then you'll start at Sage for real in January."
Nori swayed. She steadied herself by grabbing Father's desk. Father didn't notice.
"I trust that you have learned your lesson, and that you will never do anything like that again."
There was a knock at the door.
"Come in," Father said.
This was it?
The meeting was over?
No way! Nori couldn't stay at Sage. She wouldn't.
"No, no, no," Nori begged. Spots swam before her eyes.
"Please send me back. Please, I don't like it here. It squashes me and forces me to be something I'm not. I'm losing my Noriness."
"I think you should listen to Nori, Father," Hawthorne said, stepping into the room.
He put his hand on Nori's shoulder.
"Me too," said Dahlia.
Her fingers found Nori's and squeezed.
"I mean... I miss her," Dahlia explained. "But this place isn't right for her. Did you see her dritten? It couldn't even fly."
Nori nodded, weak with relief. Dahlia saw her.
"Her magic is getting worse here, not better," Hawthorne said.
He regarded Nori with concern, and Nori smiled. Hawthorne saw her too.
"At Dunwoodle, it was different. That upside-down magic class was helping her, Father."
Father looked back and forth between the three of them.
"You know I shouldn't be here," Nori said, borrowing a bit of courage from her brother and sister. "I need to be in Dunwoodle."
Father held out for several tense seconds. Then he threw up his hands again and said,
"Fine, fine."
Nori's heart drummed against her ribs.
"Fine what?
You can return to Dunwiddle, he said. This is clearly not the right place for you.
The way he said it stung, but Nori would take it.
She was going home.
I have some work to do, Father said abruptly. But you three should use the gym showers. Do you have extra clothes in your lockers?
Hawthorne and Dahlia nodded. Nori didn't have a locker. Oh, well.
In the hallway, Nori threw her arms around her brother and sister. I'll never forget what you did in there.
Even though they all stunk like skunks, they hugged for a very long time.